You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hello and welcome to the TFM Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday with your emails, your stories, your questions. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Keep sending them in, guys. Thank you so much for getting involved, telling friends, sorority sisters, fraternity brothers. Every week we seem to get new, better emails, and I'm really pumped about what we're about to have today. Very excited for today's guest. Amazing comic, everything, Bobby Kelly. Thank you for coming on, bud.
Buddy, thank you so much, man. Good to be here.
It's a thrill for me. I'm happy you came.
I'm not thrilled, but I'm happy.
Well, I'm happy you're happy.
I'm happy you're happy. I'm happy you're thrilled. Don't take away your thrilled because I wasn't thrilled.
Okay, I'm up to thrilled.
All right, thrilled. You're thrilled.
There we go. Bobby, thank you for coming on. You guys go follow Bobby on Twitter, @RobertKelly. He's got the You Know What Dude podcast. If you could explain, I just was a guest on it, had such a blast.
Yeah.
To our listeners who maybe are looking for another podcast to listen to, what would you explain that podcast?
Mine's just a comic hang. It's not, we don't have topics. We don't go in there with an agenda.
Yeah.
I get, anywhere from 3 to 8 comedians.
Yeah.
And we just hang out. And it's, you know, from new comics to old comics, famous to not famous, guys who made it, guys who will never make it, no matter how hard they try.
Well, it's great because I went on it and it's like, it resembles like a frat hangout.
Oh,
like it's just ball busting.
Yeah,
no one can get away with a fucking like a dead joke.
Yes, that's very similar. It's very similar to when, you know, even in high school,
or yeah,
when we started developing, when you develop your sense of humor, it's in school.
Totally.
It's when you're at the lunch table or in the playground and we're the dorm, wherever you are, that's when you're hanging out and you're watching TV, making fun of the TV, the people on the TV.
Yeah.
It's having a common enemy.
Totally.
Is where comedy really comes
out.
Yeah,
finding that one dude that you all give shit to for that one specific reason that everyone knows.
There's nothing better.
It's great.
There's nothing better than
I had such a blast. You guys should all go subscribe, listen to You Know What Do podcast. Also, Bobby's on Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, FXX? Or is
it
the regular
no.
FX?
Fuck you.
I don't know what
Fuck you with your FFX.
They split it up.
Nah, dude, I'm on the
original FX.
I'm on Fearless.
Oh, okay.
I'm on the Fearless one.
Oh, look at you.
Of course. I'd be on FFXXX.
Yeah. FXXX.
Well, that's the shirt I wear.
Yeah.
But I'm on FX. Every Thursday night, this week is our last episode of Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, Thursday night at 10 o'clock.
Awesome. And one last thing, you're going to be in Toronto for Just for Last. Just for Last, if you don't know, is like a huge comedy festival.
Yeah.
It's all over.
It's JFL 42.
Okay.
Just for Laughs is the summer. That's the big mother of all comedy festivals.
And what is this?
JFL 42 is new. I'm doing it for the first time, where they'll get a bunch of headliners.
Okay.
And we all go up and do our hours. There's
awesome.
42 comics. Like Ari Shaffir is going to be there, Moshe.
It's going to be a blast.
It's going to be crazy. And it's in Toronto. The other one's in Montreal. In Toronto, I love Montreal.
Yeah.
But Toronto's like New York, except, you know, it's Canada's New York.
Oh, so I mean, I've been before. The food's awesome.
Yeah,
it's a great time.
Yeah. Go buy tickets because I think I sold 2.
So if you want to be the third and fourth person at the show, go support Bobby. He's going to be up there. So I know we have a lot of Canadian listeners. If you're in Toronto, JFL 42, go follow Bobby at Robert Kelly. Are you ready to get into these emails?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's go to them. Does he want in or does he just want to smush? This is a lady listener. Hey, J Train, love the podcast. I've gotten a few friends to listen. Hope to see a show of yours soon. I'm a senior in college, and my friends and I have had our fair share of experiences dating and hooking up. I just started seeing this guy, and we're trying to figure out if he was actually interested or he just wants to sleep with me. And then she puts in parentheses, since this happens more than not. From a man's perspective, is there a foolproof way to discern if a guy just wants to smush or wants more? Thanks. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. If I mean, if you're with a guy, here's what you do. Can I be dirty?
Do whatever
okay,
you do.
If you blow him,
yeah,
swallow.
Okay.
And after you swallow, go to kiss him. If he doesn't hesitate and just makes out with you like Prince and Apollonia, yeah. he likes you.
That's it.
If he goes and he pulls away, like you have literally come in your breath.
Time to go.
Time to go.
So if the combination of your saliva and his cum is
if a guy
not
make,
a big deal to him.
If you have it and you just go right up. I'm talking. Don't say anything. You go from there.
Don't even wash out your mouth.
I don't want you to swallow all of it.
Yeah, you want a little bit of a little bit of him on your breath.
I want a little foam on your tongue.
Yeah, you want to look like a rabid dog.
Yeah,
go up there just ready for the big sloppy makeup.
If you could, I mean, and it's true. If you really like a chick,
yeah.
you
don't care about that shit.
See, the thing with women is you think that if you blow us on the first date or you touch our ding dings on the first date, somehow we think you're a whore. And it's over. It's absolutely opposite.
Not the case.
No way.
Not the case. I mean, that's the thing. Like, we can separate the sex from like the personality much easier than a girl can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like in that first meeting. Like, listen, I'm trying to get blown no matter who it is. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be a 10 or a 1. I'm still like, okay, I'm here.
Well, yeah, that's how we decide. If you like me and you touch my ding ding.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is great.
Yeah.
Now we can go, the door opens, we get to go to the next level.
Yeah, now we can actually listen to what the fuck you're saying.
Right.
You know,
but then we get to that point where it's like, okay, well, did I really like this girl or was it, you know, fluff?
Well, listen, I mean, I only make decisions after I masturbate.
Right.
You know, like that's when my head is the clearest.
That's usually when I decide what I'm going to have for lunch.
Yeah, there we go. Is it turkey or ham? What are we going to do? I do agree with that. Like you are clear-headed enough to be like, okay.
Yeah.
Is this a chick that I would, you know, taste my own cum with?
Hey, I know it's weird, but it's true because there's been girls I was with and I mean, I knew one girl actually did it and she was doing it to see where I was at.
Oh.
She had every intention. It's like, bitch, if you don't kiss me right now, you're a piece
of
shit.
Well, it is about that moment after you come where you're like, you're either like, holy shit, I am happy to be here. This was a good meal.
Yeah.
Or you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I need to talk to my mom.
I fucked up.
Yeah. This is a big mistake.
Yeah, like you did heroin again.
Yeah.
This is fuck.
Just an addict coming out of it like, oh my God.
Yeah. It's like Robert Downey Jr. in Less Than Zero when it blew a guy again.
No. How could I do this? It's kind of like when you ever like whack off to like really messed up porn and then you come during it and you're like, what have I done?
Yeah.
My family crest is ruined.
Yeah. After you bookmark that page because you don't want to fucking have to hunt for it again.
Yeah.
You forgot what weird Google search you did.
You wait for that cum cloud to come over your brain again for you're like, okay, I'm back into this thing again.
Yeah, farm, family, hay.
I think also for this girl, if you're really like, I mean, if you're just not going to be like, oh, you know, right away.
Yeah.
Another move is, when's he, I think a lot of girls, what they'll do is they'll blame themselves for being crazy before they'll admit that the situation is crazy.
Uh-huh.
So like, she's probably like, well, you know, I don't want to be a jerk because I keep texting him. I don't want to look too attached.
Yeah.
Be as attached as you want to be. And if he responds to that, that means he's happy to be there with you.
Well, I know what you're saying, but there is a point, and it's happened to me. It's not just girls, where you like a girl so much that you kind of go crazy. Like in the movie Swingers, when he kept calling and calling.
Totally.
That happens to us too. Mm-hmm. So you got to be careful with that. You don't want to go, because you might not like him as much as you think you do.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
You just like the idea of him liking you, being liked back.
Everybody likes to be liked. Everybody's ego likes to be catered to. So if you want to find out if a guy really likes you, don't not do something. Don't put hoops. Don't come up with these. Just do what you want to do. Therefore, it doesn't fucking matter.
Totally. And if he's in, he'll be along for that ride.
Yeah.
I'm going out tonight. Why don't you meet up? And he's going to meet up if he wants to get with you, if he wants to be with you.
And if he doesn't, he doesn't. And here's the thing, too, is if he's playing you and all of a sudden you're like, hey, you want to meet up tonight? He's like, yeah, I'll give you a call. All right, I'll talk to you later. And you don't call him and you just go have fun and do your thing. He's going to go, what the fuck?
Yeah. And then totally agree. Yeah.
And if you're going to bang him, bang him.
Yeah.
Don't bang him with things dangling
in your
head.
With a contract.
Yeah, like consequences.
Yeah, don't.
Like Like, if we bang and he doesn't do this, who gives a shit?
Go have sex. Go out and have your own fun, and he'll either be in or he'll be out.
Yeah, or you just blow him and then make out with him.
And see how that goes. See his face like he's trying not to eat like a baby, not eating like the shitty food, just pulling his face away.
It'd be funny if he went down on her and then tried to make out with her right after. She's like, nah, I'm good, thanks.
Ooh.
Field hockey all day. What are you, crazy?
TFMpodcast@gmail.com, TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Bobby Kelly, at Robert Kelly. You know what, do podcasts. Guys, go check him out in Toronto. He's going to be at JFL 42. We got awesome emails. This kid's a lightweight. Okay, good fucking yard, J-Train. I have a problem. It's hereditary. I can't seem to get rid of it. It consumes me. It's my Achilles heel. It's my kryptonite. I am a lightweight. I'm no ordinary lightweight either, Train. It's bad. I'm talking three shots and I'm slammed bad. It's not my fault either. My granddad is a pastor. His dad was a priest. His dad started a church. I don't know how that has to do with him boozing.
This should be about molestation.
Yeah.
about alcohol.
Is he a lightweight for, you know, that's why he keeps ending up in bed with him. I have absolutely zero ability for alcohol in my heritage, and it's getting terrible. I'm always the first one down and the first to get pranked. It fucking sucks. You ever get pranked when you're fucking hammered?
No, when I drank, I drank with like criminals. So no, you don't prank people with knives.
Yeah, no. Just you pour water on him. He's like, no, here's my gun.
Yeah. We usually prank my friends. We did one time. Jake, this kid Jake Gagliotti.
Okay,
he is from Italian kid from Medford. Yeah. Greatest kid ever. He could one sip a pint of whiskey. I mean, No joke. One sip. It would drop his tongue so it didn't hit his tongue. So therefore, you don't taste it. It just hits the back of your throat.
Oh, my God.
He was a drinker. He could drink, right?
Yeah, just a little bit.
And I remember he hated mustard. He'd throw up with mustard. So we were at a party. He went to sleep, passed out. We put mustard all over his face.
Yeah.
He woke up and he beat the shit out of all of us.
All of you?
Oh, yeah.
Turned into a maniac.
Not even joking. Woke up, started gagging, and then beat the shit out of all. All, like, no joke. Like, I was like, I'm sorry, man.
The prank got less funny at that point.
Yeah. I don't use mustard.
No. No. I'm afraid of mustard. It makes me soft. I can't even see it. When you're slam... can down more drinks than you know it's embarrassing. So he says chicks are drinking more. My buddies have gotten to laughing at me and making fun of me in party situations because of it. Basically treat me like a kid. I try to own up to it, but it's basically like owning up to driving a fucking Prius. I have now that you know my situation. One, how can I deal with this socially? I'm getting ridiculed by hot girls and losing my chance basically because my buddies ruin it for me by telling them why I don't drink a lot. Or I get so drunk off nothing, I get laughed at. And two, best way to build up tolerance. Three, on a slightly related note, what's your opinion on crossfading? Drunk and high at the same time. I don't know about that. It'd be interesting to hear Chris's input on that one, too, because he just destroys me, and I know he wants to hear how you feel about crossfading.
I think it's a terrible idea.
Yeah, I think
we'll
it's
get into it later if you want. But.
Drunk and high. This kid can barely be drunk.
If you're at a party and you can't handle alcohol well and then you're getting high, like you're just going to want to sit in the corner and be a weirdo. It's not a good move.
You're going to be hugging yourself.
Save the weed for the end of the night.
Yeah,
you know, like,
put yourself to bed with that shit. What do you think? How does he deal with this socially?
Well, first of all, that's why the cheese cup was invented, okay?
The cheese cup?
The cheese cup, the big red cup.
Oh.
I used to have the same problem.
Really?
I was 13 when I started, was drinking heavily.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I was hanging out with 30-year-old men.
Really?
Yeah, and I would get a cheese cup, and I would mix, so I kind of got into, screwdrivers and stuff like that. They don't know how much is in, how much vodka was in it. They think it's a screwdriver.
I have no idea. Like
gin
a thimble
and tonic.
For a fall.
Yeah, so I used to get the cheese cup. They can't see inside of it. You think it's just whiskey or in rum and coke or whatever, and they have no idea. And you can also pour. I used to pour it out
I go to the bathroom.
Yeah, just
put a little.
You walk by anything, you spill it on somebody's rug. Well, who gives a shit about their apartment?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Just fuck the place up.
Yeah, and I would spill it out and put less stuff in because I had to learn how to drink too, man.
Yeah, I mean everyone has that moment where you're like you look at yourself in the mirror in the bathroom. You're like, oh, I am out there right now. And I think you always want to be the second drunkest guy at a party.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to be the drunkest guy because that's the one everyone talks about and leans on the next day when they're trying to not feel anxious. You know, they're like, oh, man, that dude was fucking hammered. Good thing I wasn't him. And everyone can rally against that person.
Yeah, you don't want to be potentially the homeless guy.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Just passing out anywhere.
You don't want to be the guy that buys the alcohol for the underage people at the fucking liquor store.
I also do that move where I'll go in the bathroom, I'll just pour it out in the toilet.
Sure, yeah.
Like, fuck that.
Yeah.
What are you trying? That's the thing with the drinking. Like, you get to college and you're like, oh, I got to be, that's how I show my worth.
Yeah.
And you don't need to do it that way. That's the worst way to do it.
No, just don't forget this. The nerd in the piano class in around 20 years, he's going to be banging all the chicks.
Yeah, that's the one getting it.
Know that. Know that. Yeah. The guy pounding beers and fucking blah. That guy is going to be mowing a lawn in a cul-de-sac someday.
That's the guy who can't wake up for class the next day.
Yeah, that's the guy who's going to be like, hey, Gary, can I borrow your weed whacker?
I'd also rather be the guy who's known for not drinking a lot rather than the guy who's known for blacking out.
Yeah, I love it when there was guys who just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I don't drink a lot. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And they just did their shit.
Yeah.
I had a guy who used to drink Kahlua, the mudslide.
Black guy? No,
it was a white guy. Yeah,
black guys love the sweet drinks.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I'm not a course. I take that back. But apparently.
Apparently, yes. But it's really funny to see like the toughest black dude around and you'd be like, and he's like, I'm partying tonight. And then he pulls up with a culotta.
Yeah. Fucking Alizale.
Yeah.
You guys, I got Zimas, motherfucker.
Gonna get wild.
Yeah, no, I think it's cool if you just go, fuck you. Yeah, I'm that guy.
Yeah.
And then pull out a nice, chocolatey Kahlua Bailey's drink.
Yeah, go you know get weird with it.
Chicks love those. Start drinking. I would get the little wine coolers.
Yes.
You show up with a six pack of wine coolers, you know who's going to be around you?
Chicks.
All the girls.
Yes.
All the girls. And you'll be awake enough to fucking bang them.
Yes.
Unlike your friend who's passed out with mustard on his face.
You don't want to be mustard guy at all.
No.
You want to be...
Unless you can beat everybody up.
We used to make... Yeah, unless you got a good right hook. But we used to have a dude that we would make fun of. We'd be like, oh, that we'd say he was creepy. Because he wouldn't drink. We would say that he would fake being drunk so he could hook up with chicks.
Right.
And I was always like, that's the move. You know, like, that is, why wouldn't you just like stay? This kid should do, that's start later. You don't go to the pregame. Yeah. You show up at the party.
Right.
And you get one drink in your hand with the red solo cup, the cheese cup, and no one can see what's in it.
Yep.
And you just fucking hang. And then on your person, you got a few wine coolers in a couple of your pockets, and girls are like, oh, I'm trying to get the drink. Oh, I got one for you.
Oh.
Here's a sealed bottle, so you don't look like an asshole. It's not
Thank
like you're
you.
Just...
I'll be the girl. Thank you. Oh.
There you go.
Oh, you're so together.
Yeah, I love Zima.
Well, look at them. They're all drunk and throwing up and screaming, and you're just so nice.
You want to blow me and then kiss me?
I would like to blow you and then maybe kiss you with your cum in your mouth.
Want a snowball? TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Bobby Kelly. You Know What Dude podcast. Recently single. Oh, this is a kid that's recently single and he claims he forgot how to booze. That's a thing. Did you ever feel like growing up, like you had to be drunk to talk to girls?
Well, yeah, I did. Yeah.
Until
I got sober. Well, it's weird because I did get sober very young because I was a...
How old were you when you stopped drinking?
15.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever miss it?
I don't miss booze.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I never drank a bourbon or like a scotch in like a, you know, that man drink with like a couple ice cubes in a tumbler.
Yeah, yeah,
with
yeah.
a cigar, like Alec Baldwin.
You never had that like that relax.
No, I drank out of the bottle.
Yeah.
Because I was young.
You were doing 15-year-old drinking.
Yeah, caps are for kids. Throw that cap the fuck out. You know what I mean? If you put a cap back on a bottle, you're a fucking loser.
Yeah, that was like in high school. There was always a guy where you'd walk in with like... A rack? Do you guys call them racks?
Yeah, we have racketalls.
The 30 racks.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, a kid would walk in and be like, "Yeah, I'm splitting a rack with like these three guys," and everyone would be like, "What?
What? Yeah,
splitting a rack?" And you're like, "That's 30 beers, man."
I actually drank a case of Old Milwaukee by myself when I was 14.
14
I was so
years
proud
old.
Of myself.
Really?
Oh, me and Frankie Policastro.
We just high five nobody.
$7.99 a case. We went down. We had a barrel under the tracks in South Medford. We got two cases, filled it with ice, sat there all day.
Oh, my God.
We drank every single beer. We were shotgunning. And then we went and got pizza, and it was just so drunk. And then we ripped the pizza place off, and I went to jail a few weeks later. But listen, the thing is that alcohol can be fun.
Well, this guy writes, he's a longtime listener, first-time emailer. Sitting here this Sunday afternoon, allowing your old podcast to do the thinking for me after the first game day. I'm a junior at a small private school. Recently just got out of a long-term relationship, and I'm single in college for the first time. My issue, though, is that I think I forgot how to drink. Lately, I've been blacking out almost every time without trying. I can enter the bar being coherent, wake up on a couch not knowing when I left or how much I drank. Obviously, it comes across that I just can't hang. But since it started happening, I don't know what to do. Being single now, it's kind of hard to meet or know if I met chicks if I blacked out. The ex went to a nearby school, so dipping into her friend circle isn't an issue. Wondering if you have any advice on meeting girls and not blacking out. Keep up the good work. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I love how they think blacking out is this thing that you can overcome. Blacking out is your body being poisoned.
Yeah.
you poisoned yourself to the point where your body shut down.
Yeah.
Your brain, everything shut down to protect itself so you don't die.
Well, yeah. Well, also you.
That's what blacking out is.
You also suck when you black out.
Well.
And I think it's an excuse to be like, well, I sucked, but I sucked because I did it in the coolest way possible by drinking.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. Oh, I blacked out last night. Well, what'd you do? I didn't fuck. I didn't even sleep in my own bed.
Yeah.
I fell asleep with my shoes on I puked on myself. Oh, but I blacked out, so I'm cool, right?
Yeah,
you know?
It's an excuse. Yeah,
it's a good excuse.
It's a get out of jail free card.
Yes, exactly.
Except if you're Bill Cosby. Then you're in
trouble. Now you're going back.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But I think if you're blacking out, here's how. First of all, the way to get around that is to drink something else.
Totally.
All right, you're drinking whatever you're drinking is the wrong fucking drink for you. You need to
time to switch up the medication.
You need to switch it up. Slow ease something else.
Totally.
Something that's a sipper. It's going to get you where you need to go. Have a good time and not be a fucking lunatic in your underwear. You know, dude, I blacked out. I woke up one day naked.
Yeah.
At my friend's house. Okay. Naked.
Yeah.
On a cot. I didn't even know he had a cot. Okay.
And there's no worse feeling than that.
I went to look for my underwear. I found them with a turd in them. Okay? Behind his couch.
Little, you left yourself a present.
Dude, behind his couch, I had a massive turd.
It's funny that you were like, okay, take off these underwears, leave the turd, I'll put it behind the couch.
I don't know what I did. I blacked out. Dude, I blacked out one time in my friend's Monte Carlo. It was stolen. They stole in my friend's car
no
with me
way.
In it. They just couldn't get me out. It was a two-door Monte Carlo.
What a horrible car theft plan. Let's bring our friend that's going to black out in the car.
Well, they blacked. I woke up and I was like, hey, who are you? They were like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
We couldn't get you out of the car.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I used to black out.
I mean, I once, the one time I blacked out, I was in college, was bid acceptance. I was accepting my bid at the fraternity. So what they do is they have you drink like a Mad Dog 50-50.
Oh, I still
love that. Or 20-20. Mad Dog 20. Is that what it's called?
It's Mad Dog 2020.
2020. Yeah. Fucking disgusting drink. Oh, they have you chug the whole thing.
It's the best. If you're homeless, it's the drink.
Yeah, it'll get you fucked up.
It keeps homeless people alive in the winter. Whiskey and wine.
So bad. I remember chugging it and then I passed out and I remember waking up completely naked to people over me in the shower, turning cold, hot on the shower. Then
why?
I passed out again. I don't know. I woke up, passed out again, woke up on the couch, and I was in all these clothes, and I was like, what? Man, I can't believe I didn't get that drunk last night. And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? They're like, don't you remember being in the shower? I go, oh, yeah, I do. Why were you in the shower? And they go, you fucking shit yourself. And so we had to just clean you off, and we just like were like an elephant. You know, like hot, cold. And it's just so funny. Their faces when I was like, oh, I don't even feel bad at all. They're like, we had a whole night taking care of you.
You fucked everybody else's high.
Everyone's high.
Because you got too fucked up.
And had to dump myself. I've shit myself 3 times as an adult.
Yeah, I've done it. I've done it 5.
Five?
Oh, fuck yeah. I remember I shit myself. I got so drunk one time. I was 13, I think.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to babysit.
Oh, perfect. So let's get that 2020 out.
I drank half a bottle of White Label Scotch, a rack of Talls, you know, the tall Budweiser.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I did 4 joints, and I had I had Wild Irish Rose, which is Mad Dog 2020, same shit. And I had a half a pint that hillbillied it because it was a wine bottle. You had that little ring. I would hillbilly that. 13. Went to babysit. I was trashed. I'm sitting there like wobbling. She goes, "You okay?" I'm like, "Yeah." She goes, "All right." She was still going to go.
Oh, my God.
I'm sitting. I remember just kids on the ground and the TV on, and I had to shit. I went to the bathroom. And I just woke up like 5 hours later with my mother and my uncles and my and my pants around my ankle. I just shit in the mid shit. I fell over and just collapsed.
I just love the fact that they're like, "Well, you're not going to be babysitting anymore."
I remember my mother and my uncle go, "Pull his pants up." She goes, "Now leave him down. Let him sit in his shit." Just that Boston accent.
Such a mom Boston thing. Let him.
Let him sit in his shit.
I mean, you know, that's the thing we're saying is like, you're not a fun person when you black out.
Nah.
As much as you think you want, and it's tough to chase that fun dragon.
Once you black out, it doesn't stop.
Yeah.
You know that. I mean, that's your body. That's what your body does now when you go too far.
Yeah.
So you'll be a blackout drinker. And you
you'll
don't
keep
want,
going.
You, if you keep going, you're going to fuck yourself. It's like a fighter who gets, once a guy gets knocked out, His chin is weak. They gotta start calling it like Chuck Liddell.
Yeah,
when he start, his button was pushed too many times, and he would just go out. If you hit him, he would go out. It's done. Blackout drinking is the same thing. If you black out too much, all of a sudden that your body just does that.
That's what you get used to,
and you don't
want to
be that guy.
No, I think that the move is, especially when you're trying to pick up chicks at a bar.
No.
You would think you would be like, "Let's get shots," because that's a social thing. You get everybody together. If you're gonna do that, go with the girly shots. Like, take it down a shot level. Like, don't go for like absinthe or like, you know, Bacardi 151. Be like, "Hey, let's get some lemon drops," and you make jokes about that, and now you're the guy who likes lemon drops.
Yeah, or don't say lemon drops. Call them something else.
Yeah, like you know, pussy peckers. Yeah, yeah. Whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, call them nipple benders.
Nipple. Yeah, give them weird names. I just think what you're doing is like you're forcing yourself. You think that the social is about the drinks when it's really about you being a fucking dude and going up to these girls and being like, "Hey, what are we doing tonight? What's the crew? What are you guys up to?"
Fuck, I think, yeah, you know, walk up to a bar, give me 3 clit lickers, let's do this.
And then they're like, what is that? It's just gonna be pink, I don't care. Whatever you give us. tfmpodcast@gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. here with Bobby Kelly, at Robert Kelly on Twitter. Help me bang the hotter twin. Okay, backstory. So yes, they're both girls, yes, they're identical twins. But the one that I'm really close with, close friends with, let's call her Twin One, it's like a Dr. Seuss book, isn't nearly as hot as the other one, Twin Two. I thought they were identical. They're technically identical, but the one I'm trying to plow has a prettier face and nicer ass. 879, whereas Twin One is a 656. So we have a rating system here on the podcast. Mm-hmm. You can, guy or girl. Mm-hmm. Face, body, personality. It's the area code method. Mm-hmm. So he says that the hot twin is 879. 8 face, 7 body, 9 personality. Mm-hmm. And the one that's his good friend is the 656, which, why would you be close friends with her if her personality is a 6? You know, do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, they both go to different schools in the same state.
So like, I just came to this country. I do. Thank you for explaining.
Just making sure you're in on this.
I'm going to clean. I'm going to remove leaves now.
They both go to different school. I don't know. You're from Medford. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, no, I get
from your
zip
school
codes, and I get fucking ratings.
They both go to different schools in the same state as me, but I'll see them over break. And besides, I'm just looking to hook up with Twin Two, not date her. My problem here is that Twin One is one of my best girlfriends. Yeah. And I'm one of her best guy friends. Even if Twin One was chill with me porking her sister, how do I explain the fact that I'm attracted to someone that came from the same fucking egg as her, but not her? Help me figure out a way to make this work, because Twin Two has been flirting with me lately, and I've been dying to hook up with a ginger for a while. She's got red hair. P.S. Do you think there's any way I could play this so that Twin One helps me score with Twin Two? P.S.S. I wouldn't say no to a threesome with both of the twins either. Well, get that out of your fucking head, buddy.
I was just going to say, cross that off immediately.
Yeah, I think you're done on the threesome.
I don't know why you guys are fucking such party poopers.
Oh, you would go for it. What do you? How does he get this, make this happen?
What, the gingers, too. You know, those gingers are always freaks.
They want to get a little weird.
Yeah, but I think he's putting too much thought into it, man. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
She's your friend.
Mm.
The other one wants to bang you.
Yeah.
Okay? You bang her.
Just fucking
that's
do it.
You banger, well, that's it. Know this.
Yeah.
This friendship will not last into the 30s. Okay? You will not be friends with these people for the rest of your life. You're not making lifetime friends with twins right now. They will find, she's going to find somebody else, get married, have kids, move somewhere where it's fucking cool for her and her family, and you'll never talk to her again. And someday you'll be on Facebook or whatever the fuck, it's just called Face at that time, whatever fucking decade that is.
Yeah.
And you'll see this fat redheaded lady will say hi to you with three fat redheaded kids. Yeah. Oh, that's the chick I fucking never banged her twin sister when they were hot twins because I'm an idiot. Go.
You're going to regret it is what you're saying.
Fuck her.
Just go to her and make it fucking happen.
You fuck her. That's it.
I think what he's doing, I think the thing that's in his way is that he knows that the girl that's his the twin that's his best friend likes him. And what he's going to do is go fuck her sister in the face of being liked by the other twin.
And here's what happens. And you get your cake and eat it too.
Okay.
You fuck the hot twin.
Good.
The one that likes you secretly, subtext likes you, gets jealous. I didn't know you liked me.
Totally.
I like you too. Then you fuck her.
Fuck the other one.
Then you fuck
her.
Now
you got two.
Now.
You've killed two gingers with one dick.
That's it.
Yeah. There
and
you
then,
go.
And then you keep it rolling, son.
Yeah.
Keep
now, it rolling. Now you got reps.
Now you went there. You got a little. And then it's going to be even hotter.
Yeah.
Because now you're going to have to go behind her back to bang her sister.
Yes.
Now, here's the story you can tell to your son.
Love
I had a chance to hook up with twins once. Or, dude, son, listen to me. I fucked two redheads, sisters, twins. I used to bang one, like, in her room, and then I'd fucking sneak to the bathroom and bang her sister. I was finger popping her outside her door when we were, what?
Your son,
fucking dad.
This is, then you're like, and then that's the birds and the bees, son.
Yes.
That's how it happens. I agree with you.
It should be the birds and the bees. Then, you fuck two redheads. If you get a chance.
Well, I agree with you. He has the, he can play dumb with one and he can't play dumb with the other. So the move, there's only one way to pussy in this one. There's like one, you go hot
there's
sister.
One way to two pussies.
To two pussies. Because then if you go for uglier sister first, hot one's never going to happen because she knows she likes you.
Yeah, the hot one's just going to go fucking bang some dude.
And
there's nothing worse than a girl that goes, you could have banged me.
Yeah.
But now you can't. Because I'm fucking this guy. It's like, ugh.
Nothing is worse.
Nothing's worse when a girl goes, dummy, I wanted to fuck the shit out of you.
Yeah, and now that time is... Because girls don't work... girls don't work... Like, no guy has ever said to a girl, I would have done it. Like, he'd be too busy getting it done right then.
I want to start a movement with guys
where
we start doing that.
Just doing what chicks would do?
Like, you're in a fight and just go, you know what? You hurt my feelings.
And then just walk away.
See her go, what? They would just stop in their tracks.
It would just look like a confused,
just her to grab you. Literally, first gulp of your penis, just go, you know what? I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this.
Not tonight.
Not tonight. I don't.
You're just making me feel kind of fat.
I'm going to go. Just drop me off. But you drove me. I'm going to drop myself up. I'm going to go.
You just see them dizzy, like at the end of a Street Fighter, like the final move. They'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
Is some cafe having tea. Just her weirded out, like, what the fuck?
Just take 1 week and flip the script.
Oh, how great would it be?
Just see how she feels
just
about that.
Just 1 week a year where we don't tell them it's Fight Club. Nobody knows. And we just fucking just switch it up on them.
I love it. Yeah. I think that's the move. I he's got to bang both of these chicks.
No, I don't want fingers in my bum while you blow them. No, that's gross.
I thought you loved this.
That's poopy. That's poopies in there.
It itches. No, let's go to this one. Nub and Need. I read this one before. It's pretty ridiculous. Dear Jay pretends he runs train. I'm one of your treasured high school listeners and will commit to play D1 lacrosse at a pretty good school within the next 6 months. To my problem. I was born without the lower half of my left arm.
This we really fucked it. This took
we,
this
so we have found the knee. It's the flat the fuck out ugly. I'm talking beer goggles resistant ugly. So I roll with it well and go by Rich Homie Nub. His nickname is Nub.
Wow.
So pretty. This is why dudes fucking roll. No chick is gonna walk around being like, "Yeah, I'm the Nub." If she had half an arm.
No, she's gonna have a shirt to raise money for fucking kids with nubs.
Nubs in need.
Nubs in need. Guys, I have.
Yeah, she's gonna be like totally annoying about it. Yeah. Like just trying to play it off. No one hooks up with me because of the nub. Yeah. No, it's because you fucking suck.
All her friends.
You're not being cool about a nub.
All her friends applaud for her like this.
Just like seals.
Yeah, rubbing their hitting their wrists together.
She has to be on the cheerleading team, and she's like four. She's like, I will hold someone and cheerleading. Everyone claps for her while she does it.
No, the coach made like a duct tape pom pom.
Duct takes it to the nub.
Yeah, all he does is he gets a fucking ice cream cone and sticks it on backwards and duct tapes it to the end of that.
I'd go hook if I had a nub.
If I had a nub?
What would you put on it?
Oh, man. I think I would try to get some type of Japanese hand.
Like, what do you mean?
I don't know. Just so,
like,
you know,
a small hand?
Yeah.
Like a little baby hand?
Yeah, like a Japanese woman's hand.
Yeah.
But it would just move like a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I could just grab like ping pong balls and hold them up.
I agree with you. It's weird that I had the same dream. I wanted a Japanese woman's hand that could pick up ping pong balls.
That's it. I just want to pick up ping pong. And that would be my job. I could get a job handing ping pong balls in the Olympics.
Everyone would be like, why does Bobby put, what? Why a Japanese woman's hand?
I could just pick up golf balls on a golf course.
Yeah. That's all you could do.
I get like a new golf ball. I'll hold it up. And where's the new golf balls? Here's the new one.
Yeah, just creep everyone the fuck out with painted nails. Got Hello Kitty nail polish.
I could work at a doctor's office just holding...
a ball.
Just holding balls.
So he writes, I roll with Iguel and go by Rich Homie Nub. So a pretty good lacrosse player. And he's a lacrosse player. He actually sent me a video of him playing lacrosse. I'm not going to get into it. He's pretty good.
Really?
It's amazing to watch. He says he's a 777
on the end of his hand.
Yeah, with it just I'll show it to you after. I'm talking. So he just fell for a girl that's an All-American 889 cheerleader. We're pretty good friends, but in the past, my nub made her a little uncomfortable. My question to you is, how do I get her over the nub scare and get her to raise the beef curtains for entrance? Sorry for the length of my email, but I feel my question is pretty relatable to douchebag like us everywhere. What? No, relatable to the nub community?
Yeah, the three of you. No, this isn't the diamond mine in Africa.
Okay. Yeah, send this into the diamond mine. So, I mean, how does he make this girl comfortable with the nub?
Ah, man. I mean, it depends on what type of nub. There's different nubs.
He's a lacrosse stud, so good for him.
If you have the nub that has the extra flap of skin on it.
Yeah, you don't want that extra flap. Get that taken care of.
Yeah, I don't know why they leave that. Yeah. I don't know if it's a nerve thing. But you have that little flap. It's like, ugh.
Maybe he needs like a cool nub covering, like a Nike. Maybe does Nike have like make a nub?
Like a sleeve?
A sleeve.
A nub sleeve?
A Neve. Get him a Neve.
The one that you can actually work on an iPad?
Yeah. Yeah. Like a stylus.
Yeah, make it.
Yeah. Make it so it's like iPad iPad compatible.
I would actually, I mean, and this is unrealistic. I mean, maybe. But if you could learn to do something with that nub sexually, if you could learn to, you'd probably have to go to some old hooker.
Like a Miyagi?
Yeah, like
a... she's just like, now throw... Yeah. Like, I'm imagining the nub with my elbow, and she's like, wax on, wax on. He's cleaning off shit with his nub.
When he goes the first couple of times, she kicks him out. Yeah. No, get out! No, I cannot help you. But then she sees him crying on it and he goes, come on in.
Get in.
Yeah.
And she feeds him some
like soup with some noodles.
Yeah, she gets him like something very hoary.
Okay. I want you to apply this wallpaper with nub. But it hurts. You're with nub now. I want you to stick your nub in beehive.
Yeah. And then the one night he has her, she has him go down on her.
Yeah.
And she's like, now put on wallpaper. And he's like, I don't get it. Slap. No, slap up, slap down.
Stick in beehive.
Wallpaper, beehive, wallpaper, beehive. I agree. We got to find this chick for him.
We're gonna find him an old hooker.
A old hooker.
That will teach him how to
Miss Miyagi.
I mean, seriously though, if you could find a girl who wouldn't mind you fucking around with your nub on her special part, I mean, you could actually be like, look, and I want to just drop it. Don't say it to her. Be like, I can do some crazy shit with this nub.
Yeah.
I made a girl come so hard she squirted with my nub.
You ever feel a nub on your clit?
But she would be like, I guarantee you, if some girl, like some ugly, like not ugly, because it's you know, it's debatable what is ugly to you. But if there was a girl that, because I love chubby chicks. I like a chick with a big nose. I love chubby chicks. I love unconventionally hot chicks. I don't like model girls. I like unconventionally hot. But no, I'd fucking totally eat a model girl's ass. I'll kill them. That's not a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But if you got a girl,
hamburgers, but you know, I have a hot dog.
Yeah, right. So if some chick who wasn't my type was like, I know how to do something with your anus and your left nut that will make you shoot jizz and hit the ceiling, and I do it with my nub foot. She had to use like her nub
foot.
Her she like missing her shin from the shin down. I'd be interested.
Yeah, I want to know.
Like, I'd be like, okay, if you don't tell anybody, if we can do this at your place, at like fucking midnight,
totally.
You know, and I take an Uber.
Yeah, no one's ever gonna find out.
Yeah,
and
you
can
shut
see
all the lights out, and I use nogs to get in your
apartment. I agree. I think like owning the nub, he's already doing that. He's already halfway there. He's already saying he's Mr. Nub.
Yeah, but sometimes if you had a little technique with it,
if
you could learn to do something with it, and maybe practice on a ham. Buy a half a ham and slice it down the middle.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do something.
Practice, like, take your other arm and make it into, like, you know, practice on the area. Do you know what I mean? Like, bend your arm and make it like a vagina and practice with your nub.
Yeah, do something. See if you can find a girl who will let you practice. That sounds like a B movie from the 80s, late 80s, where he finds like another girl to practice with, and he makes her come, and then she's got half a leg, but she falls in love with him.
Yes, totally.
Right? But he still loves the hot chick, and then he finally gets the hot chick, but he realizes the fucking other chick with the missing leg
is not all it's up cracked to be. Like, the hot girl wasn't what it was cracked up to be. And now the ugly chick is like, she makes me come with her foot.
Yeah, it's just them fucking each other at the end of the movie with some weird REO Speedway. I heard it from a friend.
Doing like a
heard it from a friend who
having a nub fight. I'm for this guy. I think you call it out. You're already having fun with it.
Yeah.
Get good with the nub.
Get good with the nub, man. Learn some technique.
Let's do one more email. We got time for one more, and then we'll go to the news and stuff. Bobby, this has been great. You've been giving amazing advice.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you for coming on.
You're welcome.
Guys, all of you follow Robert Kelly at Robert Kelly on Twitter. He's going to be at JFL 42 in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, dude? Podcasts. Great podcast. I went on it, had a ton of fun. This one's called Bachelor Parties from a lady. I recently went on vacation with a group of girls for a birthday party. We're all single and in our early to mid 20s, so naturally we were pleased to see tons of bachelor parties accompanying us on our journey. Who doesn't love gender homogenous groups of 20 somethings getting smashed in exotic locations, right? I'm with you, girl. So we befriended a certain bachelor party while blackout day drunk. And made our way back to their room and continued to be hammered. I passed out in a bed and woke up with one of the guys feeling me up. Okay. His name was Bill Cosby. No, I didn't stop him because he was hot and I was drunk, so down. Second base happened, but I got angry and left after he gave me a quite aggressive hickey. I know, but who does that? You ever give a hickey?
No, I think it's literally the most ridiculous thing ever.
Why would someone do that?
It's a young kid thing. I think it's from the 50s. You know,
really?
It was kind of like, hey, I got some puss last night.
Oh, that was your way of saying.
Where they would pop the collar and hide it, but it's from the movies. It's dumb. You give it. That's like Appalachia Trail. That, you know, those fucking Woods family people.
Well, it's like the,
you
know, it's the, like,
sunken
it's,
eyeball shit. You know what I mean?
I
sucked on his neck last night. Ugh.
Well, it's kind of like the hookup version of the blackout. Like, this is the thing you could say. Look at this awesome hookup.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, it wasn't that awesome. You just had someone that fucked with your day.
Yeah, look, so I get it, sucking on, you getting your neck sucked on, your ears and all that shit. But when you're sitting there too hard, it's fucking dumb.
Yeah. Here's where it gets weird. Later, I run into the same group of guys hanging out with one of my friends. She gives me the come to the bathroom with me like your fucking life depends on it look. Almost in tears, she tells me about how after she had sex with a guy in the bachelor party, he decides to tell her that he's married with a kid. She then informs me that the guy I fooled around with was the groom. Of course, I gave a, of course, I gave a knee jerk, what the fuck, and chalked it up to these guys being massive scumbags. But then we noticed a pattern throughout the night of other guys switching their wedding rings to their right hand and engaging in sloppy dance floor makeouts with drunk bridesmaids. Are bachelor and bachelorette parties a no questions asked excuse for otherwise good people to explore infidelity? Or do these guys just happen to be horrible people? What about incidental cheating in general? Should it be given less weight than a premeditated Ashley Madison-esque arrangement because it was unplanned and likely happened while under the influence of mind-altering substances? As a single girl, is the onus on me to make sure that the guy I'm about to hook up with is also single? Am I partially at fault if I didn't ask and he doesn't tell? Does it make a difference if he initiates? What really bugs me about this experience and the realization, we are probably just a herd of faceless, nameless, drunk sluts. I mean, yeah, we're drunk, and yeah, we're all fairly sexually liberated, but that doesn't mean we don't have consciences. They will go back to their wives and fiancés and maybe confess, maybe not. I know I'll never see them again, and I don't doubt they'll ever think of us again. But knowing people accept that behavior is sickening, and is not something I can forget anytime soon. That was quite an email.
Yeah, I know. But the next guy's going to have to suffer.
Yeah.
And the next guy that meets her is going to have to go through fucking horse shit.
I hate her last paragraph.
Because she banged. Because you, first of all, honey, you put the alcohol in. Okay, you went and got fucked up. Okay, you went to party. When you party, you can't control the outcome. Okay.
Yeah.
When you actually put a substance in your body that makes you not fucking make good judgments because you're not you, you really can't blame yourself. Because you didn't have, you couldn't sit there and ask the questions or get the vibe that you would get from a guy.
Yeah.
And then, oh, wait a minute, this guy sounds married. You didn't even give yourself a shot.
Yeah.
So you fucked up. Just chalk it up as you fucked up. You fucked some dude who right now, and you can't write this guy off for the rest of his life. You got to let him evolve. Mm. You have to give him a shot to be a human being and someday go, hey, I don't want to be an asshole anymore. I want to be a better person. So you can't do that. You can't just say piece of shit for life.
Yeah.
Guys are shit. Guys who do this are shit and fuck them. Because you're going to make the next guy suffer.
Yeah.
Don't do that. You fucked up. You banged a dude. You got to look, we've all done it. I fucked a chick with herpes once.
Yeah.
Didn't tell me. Found out later. Didn't get herpes. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
But it happened. You know what I'm saying? We all have these situations where you know, especially women, where guys are there. Your friend felt like shit. You felt the right feelings as a human.
I think the one thing you realize, like, as you grow up, like in up until you graduate college, you realize, you think that, you know, the world is less flawed than it is.
Yeah.
You get out of college and you realize that you have to be more and more selfish as life goes on, and that everyone's acting on their own and no one's going to take care of you. So it's not his responsibility. I mean, it is his responsibility to himself to tell you if he's married, but not to anyone else but him, not to you.
Here's the deal. If you don't like banging married guys, don't get fucked up to the point where you can't be you.
And ask the right questions.
And ask the right questions. Okay. You should have, yes, you have to take some of the blame because you didn't investigate this. You just went with the flow and banged the dude or went partying and he felt your titties up, right?
Yeah.
Just fucking roll with it.
But if you're going to go with the flow to that point,
why
are we not going with the flow just because you found out this information? Like,
well, no, you can stop. I mean, look.
It's not like she's going to date him. What is it? The nameless, faceless thing bothers me the most. Like, what do you think? What do you think? We're all going on vacation and being like, oh, those group of girls, they look like they've been reading books all week.
Look.
We need to go talk about Mark Twain. Like, what do you think he's thinking?
All right, hang on 1 second, though. Fuck you, dude. I'm gonna back women up on this, and I know I'm gonna get shit. Every fucking dude, every human being goes away on vacation, and you think you might meet the chick. You think that Greece The Grease won, not the two, but one. When fucking he was, John Travolta met her on the beach, and they had the little thing, and they were caking out, and then they come back to their real world. But he met his one. You know what I mean? So when you go on vacation and you see a hot chick, you're thinking, I want to fuck this chick, but she might be. You fall in love.
Yeah.
You're literally.
But that's not your Disney princess dream. It's not the chick's responsibility to back up. You know, is that just because she's thinking of just getting
me a princess?
Let's flip the script. Her in her mind, she's like, I just want this vacation dick. You know, and you're like, well, what if she's the one? And she's like, no, I'm going to like whittle on it like I'm trying to start a fire because you're some weird dick that I wasn't going to get at home. And I'm going to go home on this plane and forget all about this happening.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. I mean, you're right. A lot guys always get the rap, like married men. There's
married women that are doing
There's nothing hotter than coming on a wedding ring. Okay.
As a young, the name of this episode.
As a young 20-year-old.
Yeah. Well, knowing there is a power movement there.
Oh yeah, this is a nice, just a right on her.
Knowing
knuckle.
That her daughter is like a year younger than you.
looking up some guitar on the wall, and you don't play the guitar. Some poor dude bought a Fender, hung it on the wall, and you're jizzing on a ring. Listen, so. Women do it too.
It goes both ways.
But the problem this girl had is that she went to a place where this stuff happens. Here's where here's where that won't happen.
Yeah.
Okay? In Connecticut.
Yeah. The local Arby's.
Yeah. Go to New Hampshire. Yeah. Okay. Go hiking in the White Mountains.
If you want, but that's the thing. Like the nameless, faceless thing, like that's how everyone is to everyone in that location.
And
like,
that's where you go to do that.
Yeah. And I've been on bachelor parties and no, I've never been on bachelor parties where guys are like, time to cheat, like ring off. Mm. You'll always see a guy in a bachelor party that's like the little too into it guy.
Yeah.
The one that's like kind of locked in a cage at home and is like pushing too hard to go to strip clubs, pushing too hard to do, you know, to go meet chicks. And you're like, aren't you out of this game?
Yeah.
And that happens, but I've never seen it. I don't think it's like everyone. I think everyone's just trying to have a good time and get away from their real life.
Yeah, some guys, I know, man, I've been to bachelor parties. I sat there, I didn't do shit. I sat there and laughed. I mean, I'm a piece of shit too, but I've changed. I was a piece of shit.
Mm.
I was a cheating hunk of shit for a long time. And then there was a point where I had a decision to make and I changed. I evolved. Yeah. I love my wife.
You're out of the game.
I'm out of the game.
Yeah.
I have a family, a wife. I live in Westchester. So I evolved.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not a man versus woman thing.
Totally.
A human being thing. Because I know girls who used to be that way too and they evolved and now they have families. But the thing is, you went to where that shit happened.
And also, you went with the idea of having a loose fun time, which is totally fine. Right. That's totally great. But you can't expect somebody, when you go to have a loose fun time, you can't expect the other side to not be there for the same thing.
You can't expect like TSA to be there fucking patting people down for wedding rings in their pockets.
And the other thing, it's not, I don't think it's her responsibility. I think she went out to have fun. As long as she's safe and, you know, and feels good about the situation, good for her.
Yeah.
And if his life is fucked up because of this, yeah, his life is fucked up, but tell him to go fuck himself. That's his fucking problem.
It's not your responsibility to fix the fucking planet. If you went out and your friend fucked up, she fucked a married dude, she was sad about it, and you move the fuck on, you move on.
Move on.
Move on. Let
don't
it go.
Don't go look him up on Facebook and be like, listen, I think I should message his wife. No, you're not fucking Superwoman.
Here's it's what defines you. You understand that these little things that you do, like we said before, having the twins, you can have those stories. This story will define you too. This girl felt like shit for banging a married guy. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That means you have feelings.
And maybe so, the next time you're gonna ask one simple question.
One simple question. And then still bang him because he's hot.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Bobby Kelly, thank you so much for coming on, man. This is fucking great. Go follow Bobby on Twitter @RobertKelly. You Know What Dude podcast comes out every week. He's also going to be in Toronto at JFL 42. Go buy tickets to his show. Go support him. Fucking awesome stand-up. You're going to have a great time. Also, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. Final episode is this Thursday. Go check that out on FX. And we're going to come right back with some hypothetical shout-outs in the news. We'll be right back. I can't say life's a bitch because it's what you make or make. You make your own bitch, so you gotta land. Hey, guys. Welcome back. Here with Bobby Kelly. Bobby, thank you so much for coming on, answering the emails. Such great advice. Fucking awesome. Mansamp coming in from the booth.
Yep, thanks, man.
Chris, you can find him on Twitter @Mansamp, Mandatory Samson Podcast, every Friday. We're going to do some shout outs and some would you rathers. You ever do these in the, you know, car games? Would you rather do this or that?
No.
Would you rather fuck a goat for the rest of your life?
Yes.
Or never fuck again?
Both.
Okay. So you get the point. Yes. Guys, before we get started, if you want a shout out, just email shout out in the title with whatever you want below. I'll read it on the podcast. You can go to my website, jtraincomedy.com, find all the stuff that I do. Also, I'm coming to some colleges this fall and the spring. If you want to get involved and have me at your college, I'm going to be in Florida the week of October 10th. So if you're a school around that area and you want me to come last minute, we can make that happen. Email my college booking manager, harryschmuckler@gmail.com. 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 Also, we're here at Stand Up New York. Bob, you get up here, right?
What?
You get up at the club downstairs?
Can I or do I?
Do you? I know you can. You can go wherever you'd like.
I don't come up here that much.
It's a good club, man.
I love this club.
It's great.
I love every time I've come up here. I'm just fucking lazy now because I'm at the Cellar.
Yeah.
And my studio's up there, and it's
a 1-2 punch. You can do a podcast.
I'm so lazy, dude.
Well, listen, you can see.
But
Bobby,
I love this club.
It's a great club.
It's great. What they did to this club is crazy.
It looks nice.
They took it out of the gutter and redid it and made it amazing. So I think this club is, especially this, the labs, I mean, I love it.
It's a cool little clubhouse going on.
You got a lot of creativity going on.
You can go to standupny.com and you can use the promo code TFM and get free tickets. So if you're making a trip here to the city, use the promo code TFM, free tickets to any show at the club at standupny.com. You can also go to standupnylabs.com and check out all the great podcasts they do here. And you can, what's the donate thing?
Yeah, if you just go to the entertainment little tab, you can find the TFM podcast and you can donate on there through PayPal.
There we go. And a lot of these are a lot of Snap. Are you on Snapchat?
Yes, I am, but I forgot my username.
I'm JTrain56. I love Snapchat. You can send your shits or tits to me. JTrain56. I get a lot of shits.
Do you?
Everyone sends. I'll show you after the show. But I love Snapchat, and I love when you guys send me a picture or video of you guys listening to the podcast. Very cool. Let's get to some would you rathers. You ready?
Sure.
Know when you're going to die. You know the date you're going to die. Mm-hmm. Or get blown by Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh my God.
To completion.
That's so easy. I would love to get blown by him.
Yeah. You're in?
Dude, I'm fucking get my dick sucked by the guy on the Wheaties box.
Yeah.
And like a hot older chick.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like.
She does look good.
That's 2-in-1, dude.
Yeah.
That's like 2-in-1. I mean, first of all, anybody who says she doesn't look good, and I will say she.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're supposed to say.
She's a she.
And I have a lot of transgender friends, so I will. Do it the way.
Why would you not say she?
Who
That's
cares?
What she wants.
Of course, I would. She is for that age.
Yeah.
Look at women that age. Look at your aunt. Look at your aunt.
I hear you. Okay. Man.
If she rolled in, take the voice out though.
Yeah. The voice is weird.
She still hasn't.
He could do one. I mean, she could literally just do a little bit for us.
Oh, would she
meet us halfway? Like a little.
Yeah, you know, like, mimosas.
Yeah, like
Manhattan Beach.
Do the Mrs. Doubtfire.
something.
Yes. Give us something. She keeps playing this game where it's like, I'm gonna look. Everything else is gonna be different, but like, hey.
Yeah. Don't talk like Bruce at ESPN Awards.
Yeah.
Like when she walked up, I was like, all right, this is gonna be great.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, well, listen. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What the fuck are you doing?
Why are you still the dad from the Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Why aren't you playing Doubtfire right now?
Yeah, I mean, just a little, just like, right, so, this is all I want. I want right here.
Exactly.
That's all.
Soften it a little.
I want her dad. A little soothing. Just a little soothing. That's like soothing.
It's so weird. Yeah. Why would you do all the other stuff and not just...
Yeah, especially if
go to a 10 or 2. I'm not even asking for 10 or 1. 10 or 2.
Just soothing. That's all. Hi.
I guess that might be weirder.
Are you okay?
Would that be weirder than the actual dude voice?
No, I like this.
Yeah.
This is great.
It must have been... I always think about this. How weird was Father's Day in that household?
For the
kids.
How weird was
Father's Day?
Weird was when the wife's birthday happened, and he kept stealing her presents that he was buying her. He's like, oh, I bought you this dress, but I...
Can we start sharing underwear?
Yeah, that's...
I guess, so knowing the date of dying doesn't matter to you?
Nah, I don't want
to
do that.
It's too weird.
I don't want to know that because I try to get a bunch of shit done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it wouldn't let you be lazy.
And it depends on when it is. Is it 20 years from now? Is it next week? Next week, I'm literally fucking taking my dick out right now. I'm gonna fucking jerk off on your MacBook Pro. Laugh. You're gonna go, what are you doing? I'm gonna go fucking suck my dick.
Yeah, you might.
And then I'm gonna take a shit on those stairs. I'm gonna kick that TriCaster over.
Just turn into a big asshole.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna go out and fucking just grab a tit.
Maybe you would get blown by a Caitlyn Jenner at that point. You know, you'd be like, well, this is my last week. Doesn't matter now.
Oh, yeah, I'd get blown by Caitlyn Jenner if I had 100 years left.
Oh, really?
I'd still take that.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'd go Caitlyn Jenner. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm going to go with knowing when I die.
Oh, yeah. You just bailed out of this.
I'm going to go.
Here's another one. I've got a hypothetical for you. Would you rather...
Oh, would you?
Would you rather never be able to have perfect no-white poop? You never get a no-white poop. Or only be able to come every 2 weeks? Keep in mind, you can have as many no-white poops as you want. Also, when you come, it's just a regular load. Not a two-week pent-up Hoover Dam situation. What do you think?
Jesus, that's a tough one.
So it's
I know,
no.
I would take the, so I can come every 2 weeks.
You only come.
Only come every 2 weeks.
Once every other week.
Once every other week. And then, or I get as much no white poops.
Yeah.
Dude, I would take a no white poop, man.
So would I, man.
Oh my God. I love no. Is there any, do you ever take a shit?
Yeah.
And it comes out and it shuts down. And it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's like you're shitting out a muffin like that. It's like not soft, but not hard.
Yes.
And it comes out and you feel it like a sausage link.
Yeah.
Like just twisting off at the end.
It cuts off perfectly.
And it cuts it off and there's no poop left.
Yes.
Like there's no poop up in the canal.
You feel like you just had the baby.
And then you wipe dry.
Yeah.
And there's nothing.
Yeah, man. There's nothing like that. I had the, like last night I had
a picture of one.
I had to shit the other night.
I do.
You do?
Dude, I just did one at the Crown Plaza in Reading, Pennsylvania.
And you took a picture.
I mean,
I get sent poop pics literally every day. So
I had to take a picture.
I can let you know if it's a good one.
None of those look wifeless.
Dude, first of all, it's a smiley face.
Oh, my God.
Okay? So
you got to drink more water, man.
Well, I have this pee in there.
Yeah.
Okay? But here's the thing. The first... dump was the first part of it.
Yeah,
was the first. But that, see that smiley face, that J, that was the end.
Yeah.
So that little piece right there that's knotted off, that was the end. It shut down. Yeah. I went to wipe. Nothing.
Game over.
Oof, what a good feeling.
That is a good. I shit the other night. It was. See, this is why I'm on the no wipe side. So I'm with you. No wipe. Come every other week. So then I'd have to come every other week. I was at Dangerfields. Have you been to that club lately?
Yeah, not lately, but yes.
Oh my God, this place, it is.
I love that. I haven't come up here and you think I'd go to Dangerfields before I came here.
So downstairs, I had to take such a dump. I got there at like 12:30 at night and I go to take a dump and they have the toilet paper that's like the really thin one, but it's like the Jewish one that like, so you don't have to rip it.
Right.
So it's just like tissue paper, but it would only come out like if it would just rip every time you try
one
to come
time?
Out one at a time. So I'm trying to like get a bunch at once. It's taking forever. And I literally, I just might as well have just wiped with my hand. Like it was so horrible. And I was like, why would I, this is not, I'm so on the side of the no wipe. If I could have no wipe that one.
Yeah. Dude, I got
that shithole.
I got a bidet around 7 years ago.
You did.
And it's just a toilet bidet. It goes on the seat. It's the best.
Game changer?
When you click, yeah, because we're the only country.
Yeah, that doesn't use
that it. Washes the dirtiest part of their body with dry paper.
Yeah.
No soap, no water, dry paper. We're fucking such cattle in this country.
Yeah.
That we refuse to evolve. We just started using baby wipes. And
loving them.
Someone went, well, hey, that's awesome for the babies, asshole. I want to use it.
Yeah, why did we forget about us?
But and they still haven't made them flushable. They have, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm flushing them.
But you're not supposed to.
I,
but we're on Mars, and they can't just fucking make flushable baby wipes.
We can't figure this out.
It's ridiculous. And I don't get why this bugs me too.
Sure.
When you're in a hotel room, and you got you know, you got the fucking shitty toilet paper, but right there is a beautiful box of tissues.
Yeah.
Funk, 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 funk.
That's an easy pull.
Take them out. Easy pull. Yeah. And it's perfect.
Lotion.
Soft on your butthole.
Instead of that, like, sandpaper shit.
Why is it still in a roll?
I think this is the podcast to change this for this country. I think
I've done that for years, honestly. Yeah. I mean, I don't do it anymore, but really, using the tissue.
Oh, yeah, I use the tissue
terrific.
Paper.
Terrific. Yeah.
Just plunk. And it's a perfect ass-wiping square.
And then I remember, like, in high school, like, it'd be like, why are you using all the tissue paper? It's expensive. Yeah, that's because it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my mom. That was so. Let's
Your mom
go to the
sounds
news.
Like my uncle.
Yeah, it's really.
Be careful not to do it with the Vicks infused tissues, though.
Oh, that'll burn.
Terrible mistake. Yes.
Let's go to the news. Let's see it.
All right, this is something you tweeted me. You were excited to talk about this. Penn State has a 259-pound kicker that wears uniform number 99.
It's the best thing to ever happen. Have you seen this guy?
No.
He is like a house. He looks like a lineman, and he's the kicker for the Penn State team. Yeah, he's a second year guy, and they call him Big Toe. And you see this guy, and you just get happy.
Wow.
Right?
What the fuck?
You see him, and you are immediately happy. It's like when a lineman like intercepts a ball and he runs it for like 10 yards. You're like, yeah, doesn't matter what team it is. He struts on.
That's funny. He should have one more nine would be hilarious.
999.
The
space for rent.
What now? Let me ask a question. Is he good?
Yeah.
Oh, so
he's been hitting kicks.
Really?
And he's cocky too. They said that his biggest problem is too much confidence. I read an article about him and I was like, yes, this is everything I want. He's the Babe Ruth of kicking. And it's the only good thing about Penn State football this season.
It's great.
Because the rest of the team fucking sucks.
Only thing better than that would be a black kicker.
Yes.
We've never had one of those.
Black punter?
Yeah. Yeah. I've never seen a black.
I think there's a black punter in college somewhere. Someone will send it in.
Somewhere.
Us, but somewhere.
Somewhere in South America. Yeah.
some weird school. But
he's got a nub. So
I mean, yeah. I mean, this is great. This is the only thing that makes me happy about Penn State football. They're fucking shitty. And every time he runs on the field, I just forget. My right. life gets good.
Oh, and it's great, too, because there's no responsibility to him. He can eat whatever he wants, just shovel food in his face.
He can get bigger and bigger. This is only the beginning. This is only the start. I want him huge.
They have to use one of those golf carts to get him out.
Yes.
And then he slowly gets out.
They're backing him in.
kicks a 60-yarder.
He has a personal invite from me to come on this podcast anytime he'd like.
Here's what he does next time. Kicks a fucking nice 50-yard field goal and then takes a Twinkie out and takes a nice bite, holds it like a cigarette.
How awesome would that be? Would he be the biggest legend?
Oh, he'd have a Twinkie ads.
Oh, my God.
He'd have a Hostess sponsor.
Also, if you're a chick at Penn State, hook up with this kid.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Fuck this kid.
I think that's being done already, for
you
sure.
You think so, the kicker? Yes.
Yeah, of course. If he's so cocky as a kicker, they're worried about him.
Yeah college girls don't give a fuck about weight.
Yeah, I love this guy.
That's later in the life shit when girls start giving a fuck about weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, when girls start thinking about, oh, is this guy going to be, am I going to marry this guy?
Yeah.
Am I going to take photos at a wedding with this fat fuck? That's when they worry about that.
That's but when he'll thin out.
Yeah, in college, you'll fuck him for shits and giggles.
I'd be hammered at every practice.
Yeah.
That's great. Let's go to the next story.
This could be good news for people. Premature ejaculators are apparently just a more evolved species, according to science.
I mean, then I guess I'm quite a man then.
Yeah, you're light years ahead of everyone.
I'm light years ahead of the story. What do you think? I mean, I don't know. I don't like this whole, like, I think the move when you're in college is like you worry about that shit, and then you get out and you're like, nah.
Well,
I just had fun.
I'm
good.
I don't know, man. I mean, it helped me develop, you know, eating pussy.
Oh, yeah, that's how, I mean, for me, too.
Because I was like, you know, I used to, you know, that's the greatest thing ever when you're having sex with a girl and she's like, come on. And you're like, you don't deserve it. You make it part of the game.
Yeah, all you're doing is saving yourself some embarrassment.
In your head, you're just thinking of dead puppies. You don't deserve it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, but it helped me, like, it helped me develop my technique because I remember a time I was in Vegas and this smoke, I mean, one of the hottest chicks ever, just a smoking body, smoke. And she hooked up. I actually was like, I don't want nothing to do with you because you're too much. And we went back to the room. She knocked on my door, found where I was staying, knocked on my door, came in. I remember she took her clothes off, got on top of me, and I'm looking, abs. She had a six pack.
Really?
She's so hot. And she's like, I want to fuck. And she got on top of me, and I remember she whipped on her doggy style. She goes, come on, fuck me. And I was like, oh. And I put it in, and I just
right away.
just the extra. There was one point she turned around, she went fuck me, and I went. And then
What did you do?
I go, "Up, sorry, fucking," and I lied on my back. She's like, "No, baby, I'll help you." I go, "Honey, I don't." She sat at me.
I like that your cum comes out like a bad drum
like
shot.
Warm chocolate.
Yeah, it sounded like Hershey.
She got on top, and that's when she thought her fucking pussy was magic, and she was trying to stick my dick in there like a old water balloon. She thought she was literally going to put it in, and my dick was going to go, oh my God.
Oh, this is so good. Yeah. No, you're not science right here.
It was the worst. She was just sitting there trying to put a limp dick in her vagina like that was going to work, and I let her do it, and then she was like, she just gave up mad and went to bed. I mean,
you just cuddled up next to her like, thank you.
Well, you got to know yourself, man. Yeah. You got to know, and that's how you develop your thing, and that's how I develop. I'm going to go down on you
first.
I'm going to make you go nuts.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you come.
Yes.
So much where you're going to just be like, oh, you mother. I like getting a girl to a point where she's like, you motherfucker. You make me come. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, angry.
Give me that. You want to make me come? Watch what I do to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because I don't think girls like to bang. I don't think girls like banging for too long, anyways.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
No,
and then if you do a ton of
I'm willing to go along with that.
Yeah.
that's what I say after I'm done. You didn't want that anyways. It's
well, they really don't.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, how long can you do, take that?
They want to come quick like you. They want to fuck, and they want to get, but they don't want to fuck forever. It hurts. That's why
But you're giving them the full experience, and I'm with you on that, where you're like, okay, let's do it all.
Yeah.
Let's have it be a full-on sexual experience instead of just sex.
Yeah, let them. If you get a girl to come first, you're in the clear.
You're playing with the house money at
absolutely.
That point. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think if you're just trying to bang a chick and come and blah, and it's going too long, that you ever notice when a girl gets sexy, it's usually at the end? Because they're done fucking you.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, whatever, what baby, what do you want me to do,
how do
baby?
I get this
how do I get this over with, over you with. Tub of shit?
Yeah.
Totally. This cocksucker drank too much, now he can't come.
Yeah.
And he's going to fuck me now for the next 38 minutes.
Half a boner.
Yeah, I got to go home. I got a class in the morning. Let's go.
Let's go to the last story.
There's one more, and I love this one. This may be true, maybe not. Rex Ryan apparently did a North Shore Animal League, whatever ad or something, and you can see in the background a framed picture of what are supposedly his wife's feet.
No,
because Rex Ryan's like a huge foot.
Yeah, he's a foot fetish guy. Yeah, he's known for it.
Yeah, I mean, this could easily be Photoshop, but I don't think it is.
That's fucking hysterical.
It's hilarious. It's just her feet.
Can you imagine that? Are we getting that comfortable with fetishes?
No,
that you can just have on your desk the feet.
Well, it's,
that you're into? Like, is that where we're coming towards? You're just going to have some random Asian woman framed on your desk?
just her hand?
Yeah.
It's impossible, man. With the technology, it's impossible not to get comfortable with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I have that thing in my act where I talk about, 20 years ago, to be a perv, you had to go rent a video.
Yes.
You had to literally go up and get in your car and drive to not Blockbuster, the weird video place on a route somewhere with the actual room. You know what I mean?
Look a guy in the face.
Yeah.
Say, this is what I like.
And this is what I like. And, go in the room and pick it and sneak out. And even before that, like my grandfather or my father, before VHS, you had to go to a theater. You had to go to a theater and buy a fucking ticket.
It's insane to think about that.
And sit in a theater next to other dudes.
Insane.
Watching porn. I mean, so with technology, it's kind of hard not to get comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Not to know that this little thing in our hand, that computer, this computer, that computer, we could all, right this second, pull up the most horrific
heinous shit,
take our dicks out and jizz. And then all those people will see it, and they'll take their dicks out and jizz.
And then they'll jizz to this, and we'll just create. Then the whole world will be jizzing.
Just as the prophecy foretold.
You understand? If we did that, this would be the number one show. We'd all be on Ellen next week. Why'd you jizz?
Yeah, well, we got very comfortable. It was a good episode.
Kind of dick costume scares us. Whoa!
it's just so much is out there. It doesn't even, you could find anything. Like I said, I was like my buddies in the MILFs, and some girl was like, ew. And I was like, you better get over that shit quick.
Woof. Yeah.
That is like number, that's like not even weird anymore.
Yeah, dude, I found a video. It's such a great thing. It's almost kind of a fun game to do a Google search or a category search inside of one of these, like clitty.com is the one I like.
Clitty?
Yeah, clitty.com.
Okay. They better send us some shit.
Oh, they're great. They, if you go there and you can put in, you know, farm, sheep.
Come on.
Dude. Yeah, you can. Like, you know, I found this a long time ago, this gambling one where the guy was gambling and he was, you know, and his wife was there and he was like, all right, for your wife. And she was like, all right, just do it. Get the money back. And then she lost. And of course,
every dream is being fulfilled on these things.
Yeah, so I had to put like Russian poker, short haired.
Yeah, now you're into it.
Regular real tits.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like all these other ones, and I found it, and I was like, "Yes, I found it." You know, it's like fishing; it's like fly fishing as opposed to bass fishing. Like fly fishing, it's hard to catch them, but then when you do, you let them go to get them again. You know what I mean? So I don't know where that is.
You came across this video, you didn't even bookmark it. Now it's out there.
It's out there. I have to go find it again,
and you have to be hard the whole time.
It might be under a different description. Yeah. You know,
keep searching for that white whale.
Oh yeah, white whale. Whale, put that white whale.
See what comes up.
Some two fat dude people fucking blowing each other in front of hot people.
500-pound white woman.
Just eating ice cream and blowing dudes.
It's a great. It's my favorite one. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Bobby, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for having me. It was your fun.
At Robert Kelly on Twitter. He's going to be at JFL42 in Toronto. Go follow, support. Fucking awesome comic. Chris, thank you for bringing the news.
Absolutely. Thanks.
At Mansamp, and I'm Jared Free. JTrain56 on all platforms. And we are here every Tuesday. We'll see you next week.